Nadia, Ida, Noah.
What are you singing?
My own little song.
As you can see, I'm in a very dark mood.
Why? What's wrong?
Nothing. Nothing wrong. Just dark.
Just dark.
The world is burning down.
The world is burning down.
Well, half of it's burning down and the other half's flooding.
Yeah, exactly. It's terrible.
Biscuit doesn't seem to mind.
Yeah, nothing seems to bother her. I'm like, you know, Biscuit, we left Americans behind in Kabul. Really? Nothing? And you call yourself an American dog.
American.
You know, I might not let you wear your uniform this weekend. Her fake service dog's uniform.
Stolen valor.
Stolen valor. No, I did rip off the tag that said service dog in training because that's just not true. I mean, it kind of is, but I mean, she's not one of those service dogs that like lunges at people. She just lunges at their food. So, can't blame an old dog for doing that.
So what's up with the glasses, Harry?
I'm in a dark mood. I told you, Jen.
They don't exactly convey dark.
Are they blue blockers?
They are blue blockers. So, because I have my notes on my phone, if I wear my regular glasses, I can't see them. And anyway, you know my sights. Do we have to go into my vision issues every time?
It has been a while since I've seen the double pair of glasses. Did you leave that behind?
No, well, I don't need the double glasses if I have y'all on the big screen, you know? But if I'm like doing a pod with my laptop right in front of me, then I do need the double glasses. Is that do you understand? Is
Yeah,
everybody is everybody clear on the double glasses policy?
I got you now.
I think
Okay.
regardless, you should still put those blue blockers over the double glasses.
So there's three pairs of glasses now?
Yes. Yeah. And you
Yeah.
might have to have like a hat that comes up with a crane to hold them in place. Kind of like headgear, hairy gear,
I mean,
daddy gear.
I think there's a movie here in the making. Maybe a silly comedy. We could call it The Jerk. Do you know that's the whole basis of The Jerk? He invents as a holder for his glasses and he gets rich. I guess that's before your time.
No, it's Steve Martin. I know the jerk.
I know, I know. I could do the high harmony too, but I'll spare you. Jen, we should learn how that song in harmony and do it on stage at the summit. Isn't
10 minutes. That would be
I'd
amazing.
love that. Yeah.
As an icebreaker.
And everybody would just look at each other like, wow, they finally have lost it for real.
And then we could build like a pyramid of beer cans and then have them like pot shot. He hates these cans. That's another obscure reference to that movie.
You know what I do wonder? Speaking of obscure references, I do wonder every time we make a Nacho Libre reference, how many people do you think get it, right?
Almost nobody.
Almost nobody. Because like yesterday, randomly, I was thinking like inside the clothes you find the man, and inside the man you find his darkness.
Yeah, whatever you just said, exactly.
Yo, don't pretend like, oh, now you're a Nacho. Okay, all right.
Go on, read some books. You cannot judge these boys because they got the wiggles. Anyway,
Anyway.
I wanted to talk to you guys. Well, we can talk. The distributor survey is interesting, but right before I got on here, I saw that Bump Williams had sent his monthly letter, and one slide in it I thought was pretty cool. I'm going to walk you through it, okay? Is anybody listening?
Nodding profusely, Harry.
Yeah, we're here.
Okay, so what we're comparing is the top 10 seltzers, and we're comparing their seltzer market share compared from last year, starting like in January, the trailing 12 months to year to date through August. All right. So last year, Truly, I'm sorry, White Claw had 50% of the market share for seltzers. Year to date, has that gone up or down?
Down.
Definitely.
Very right. By the most, 9 points. It's at 41% now. So it's been the big donator of share. And then Truly is still number two. It was at 24 share. Now it's at 28 share. So it's gained. Bud Light Seltzer is still number three. It was at 10 share. Has it gone up or down?
Slightly up to flat.
I think down.
You're both right. It's flat. It's flat. Down. It's down 1 point. So it's okay. Basically flat, but it's, but the, you know, a point is still a point. The number four seltzer, what is it?
Corona.
Yeah.
It is still number four. It was number four. It was at 4.5% market share. Now, has it gone up or down?
Down.
You're right. It's gone down by a little over a point. Now it gets interesting. Now it gets exciting. Are y'all ready for some excitement? You might want to wake up for this, Biscuit. This is going to be exciting stuff. Yeah. All right. The number five seltzer, drumroll please. Last year, it was Smirnoff Raspberry Rosé. It is not the number five seltzer this year. It's barely in the top 10. The number five this year, it's been replaced by a seltzer that wasn't in the top 10 last year. Can anybody take a guess? And it's a major brand.
Are we including spirits-based seltzers in here? Okay.
No, malt-based only.
I would say Busy, but that was in the top 10 last year.
Or
you're close. So
Topo Chico.
You're also close. It's Michelob Ultra.
Right.
What
about Michelob Ultra?
Yeah, yeah, I always forget about it too.
Right.
So it's gained quite a bit of share. So it's 3.2% market share, and it had, I guess, I presume zero share last year.
Right.
So number six was Vizzy last year. It remains Vizzy this year, but it has maintained, lost, or gained share.
Awesome. I'd say gain.
Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
No, it gained a full point, 1.9 to 2.9%. That's not really surprising. Then it gets interesting again. Biscuit, wake up. I know we had a little lull there, but now it's exciting again. Last year, Natural Light Seltzer was in the number seven spot with a 1.6% market share. It is no longer in the top 10. What has taken its place?
Topo Chico.
Boom.
Yeah.
Topo Chico at 1.6%. So exactly share for share. Then number eight, Bon and Vive. Bon Vive.
Man, that ain't there anymore.
It is not there. The seltzer that started all the madness, the original hard seltzer, which was called
Spiked Seltzer.
Spiked Seltzer, the perfect name. They had the name. They had the first mover advantage. They had everything going. And they changed the name to Bon and Viv.
Well, AB changed the name.
Well, that's what I mean.
Ball out of rotation and just sat on it.
Yeah, they changed it to Bon and Viv, and then they changed it again to just Bon Vive.
Oh. Right. Because originally Bon and Viv were two women, mermaids.
Two mermaids.
And then they're like, well, no, it means the good life. Bon Vive. That's a clever pivot, I'd say. Got to give them props for that. But it was a little...
Not clever enough, Barry.
It was too little too late, Jen. You're exactly right.
You're going to start making vape cartridges out of Bon Vive.
Oh, I bet there's a run. These cans have probably worth something. Or they will be. So Bon Vive had 1.3% market share. Not in the top 10 anymore. Its replacement is Mike's Hard Seltzer. Lemonade seltzer in the black can with 1.4%. Last year, Constellation's Press had 0.6%. It's no longer in the top 10. It's been replaced by new flash in the pan kind of seltzer that had a meteoric rise.
Okay, and, nice.
God, you guys are hot today. 1.2% this year, and I'm sure that's it. And then the last year, Wild Basin was in the top 10 with 0.6% share, and that's been replaced by Smirnoff Raspberry Rosé, which has fallen from the number 5 spot to the number 10 spot. So that's your hard seltzer update. Pretty good stuff, huh?
Yeah. Well, what's funny about that is two of those brands you mentioned, we got some pictures in today on some blowout prices happening on Mich Ultra Seltzer and Cacti in Arizona. Mich Ultra Seltzer going for $3 a 12 pack, which is pretty outrageous. I mean, that's like what you see Miller High Life going for it.
Right. That's a hot deal. Are we seeing some hot deals for Labor Day, Jordan? Any hotter than like Memorial or 4th, or just kind of the same BS?
Mostly the same. It doesn't get much hotter than that deal.
Yeah,
I just mentioned.
That's that same Phoenix store though. They always do kind of hot deals, don't they?
Yeah, that's at a Winco.
Oh, that's not even what I'm thinking of. But
oh, Fry's.
Yeah, I was thinking of Fry's. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we got to keep in mind, we never know if that's just the store doing that or if that is in conjunction with the brewery. Yeah. Sometimes it's just the store wanting to do a loss leader to get folks in. I bet there's also quite a bit of Michelob Ultra Seltzer out there.
Yeah. I don't think this will happen to Michelob Ultra Seltzer, but the last time we saw deals like that going down, it was for Core Seltzer. And
yes.
R.I.P.
Right.
When you're done with your pop quiz, Harry, it segues nicely into some of the insights from the distributor survey we did on seltzer.
Yeah. Go ahead. I was done with my pop quiz. And you know, I got to say, you guys passed with flying colors, both of you.
Nice.
Very well. I wouldn't have gotten, I don't think, any of those questions correct. So well done. Let's have a round.
Make a seltzer, right? I mean, we definitely know the business.
Yes, we do.
Think Wild Bubbles.
Bubbles coming soon to a store near you. So yeah, kind of a mixed bag out of our fall distributor survey. What kind of highlights that struck you?
Well, today or for tomorrow, yeah, by the time people watch this, they will have read it. So we asked about seltzers, right? Like, and admittedly, I guess I phrased the question a little bit strangely because we asked about, you know, both whether they're decelerating and or contributing to business. And basically, I mean, the overall gist is that the majority are seeing slowed growth, but still growth, still doing well. Then the second biggest cohort sees still growth. So great. And then shortly after that, dragging trends. And we did hear White Claw is definitely a concern. Truly has definitely gained share. AB, a lot of people mentioned the retro pack, but you know, to the point of Mich Ultra, that it sounds like that first variety pack didn't do so well, and I guess the subsequent ones have done better. So there are a lot of overstocked distributors, not just AB, but a few AB distributors said they were overstocked with different packages. But I guess, you know, the bottom line is seltzer's still doing well for distributors overall. But a bunch of them, you know, were like sick of this complexity. I mean, so many in and outs and so much, you know, stuff thrown at the wall to see what sticks. And it reminds them, you know, early days of craft, in and out SKUs. And it's just, I mean, it's the cost of this growth, I guess, but.
Right.
Tough going.
I mean, I think the thing that struck me was one of the distributors said that most of my salespeople's time now is just spent with out of stocks rather than selling.
Oh yeah, for overall out of stocks, yeah, and for out of stocks, they're across the board. But Constellation is by far the biggest offender, you know.
Yeah, and you know, because they're growing the fastest, it makes sense.
Somebody was telling me too, and I wonder how much this has to do with it. I mean, it's obviously there's so many problems in the supply chain right now, but the glass vials in Mexico that went toward, you know, vaccines makes it, I mean, don't they have glass vials in the U.S. for a vaccine? I don't know if that's a Mexico-specific problem, but that's what somebody told me. I thought that was interesting.
Huh. Well, I mean, yeah, shortage of raw materials that make glass, I would imagine, to put in vials. That makes sense. There's just a shortage of everything.
Yeah.
You know, there's no shortage of sleepy dogs around here. But other than that, no shortage of fingerless gloves, Jordan.
You love those things.
Oh, yes. But I don't know how I'm going to justify wearing them, like, you know, out on the lake this weekend. I might have to take them off. So what are you guys doing this weekend? Anything fun?
Les and I are heading to Spokane, Washington this evening for a family friend's wedding.
Just a quick trip?
Yeah, just a quick trip up north. Yeah.
You know, there's no place farther in the United States from San Antonio, Texas, than Spokane, Washington, in the continental, yes, I should say. Maybe, you know, maybe up there in Maine, the White Mountains up in Maine, that might be harder to get to.
Yeah, we leave at 7, and I think we'll get in around 1 o'clock, so that'll be fun.
Well, good. Is that for a wedding? At your age, everything's a wedding, right?
Yeah, it's a wedding.
Weddings and babies. Babies and weddings. I remember that. Well, enjoy the weather. It should be nice.
Yeah. I mean, it's beautiful up there. Les has never been up there, so that'll be fun.
Oh, it definitely is. It's such a nice part of the country. Just, well, Jen, what are you up to?
Nothing really. I mean, you know, I just got back from Vermont, so.
No Frisbee golf tournaments or?
No Frisbee golf, damn it, this weekend. In fact, I have to fly to
so sorry.
UA. I know. I have to fly. Actually, I do have to say, so we went to Vermont because it has like one of the best Frisbee golf courses in the
country. Yes. No, we know why you went. You know, you're just making it worse.
I know, but I will say we played the course and, you know, when I say play, you know what I do? Okay, so he plays and I caddy. I tape his shots and stuff. And you can hear me in the background going like, dang, that went far. I get him back because it takes like 2 hours to do the whole thing, right? I'm not going to waste that time. So I'm doing like lunges on the course and like high kicks and all this stuff. And all his little buddies are staring at me like, who did you bring? Oh
my gosh.
Doing like duck walks and burpees and, you know,
it sounds like you weren't getting enough attention. Because you weren't a golfer.
No, that's not what it's about. Hey,
and I think you just wanted all eyes on you and had to make it about you, and you made a spectacle of yourself. This is what I'm hearing.
You're just jealous because you don't work out.
Is that why I'm jealous? Because I don't work out. How do you know I don't work out? Look at me. I'm the man in black. I'm the blob in black. You know, can I say something?
Yeah.
This pose that I'm in is the most unflattering. Like, I have the camera, I'm laying back in a chair, so my gut sticks out. I'm like in a lazy boy. It really is. I need to maybe have a better setup. So
this pose is the most I've worked my abs in days.
Well, getting out of the chair, I work my abs just to go to the bathroom. No, y'all don't care.
Nobody
cares. All right. Well, thanks for coming on. And we got some guests lined up when we get back from holiday. And so we'll announce that. And like we said, we're going to do these more of when we have content rather than just trying to pump one out every day just for the sake of that. I think that'll be more quality. I think the listeners will appreciate that. But still, I want to shoot for 2 to 3 times a week. And with with one guest and then us BSing and kind of filter through that way. So, well, hell, I want everybody to have a great weekend, a safe and prosperous weekend. I just want to thank you guys for drinking beer. And shout out to all the merchandisers and salespeople out there who are stocking the shelves for us. Appreciate you. All right, guys, take care. Have a good day. Have a good weekend. Have a good life.